We are now less than 24 hours away from the beginning of the spring Share-a-thon here at Family Life. And you know what's really exciting about Share-a-thons is we get to see that the hand of the Lord is powerful. I love that verse in the Old Testament where after Joshua led the children of Israel into the promised land, as they crossed the parted Jordan River, that was at flood stage, and by faith they moved forward. And the Bible says that God did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful and that we might always fear the Lord our God. Well, our excitement about a Share-a-thon is we get to see once again how powerful the hand of the Lord is. He speaks to hearts of listeners just like you, people who have benefited from the ministry, people who have a vision of reaching their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and see how radio can be an incredible tool to be able to do that. We have a big budget for this year. In fact, our goal is $2.3 million for the next 6 months. And that budget covers all of the different departments here at Family Life, whether it be the counseling department or performing arts or events as we start to gear up when things open up again. And, of course, all of the different radio signals, about 65 of them across New York and Pennsylvania. All of the people, and they're great people that the Lord has brought to Family Life, all of their salaries and all of the insurances and the utility bills, and it just adds up in a hurry. And so we are very, very grateful to you for your support. And if you have yet supported or maybe are considering supporting, we're asking that you would prayerfully go to the Lord and say, what is it that you would have me to do? You know, it's amazing how many times during a Share-a-thon, someone will call up and say, you know, I wasn't planning on doing anything, but the Lord spoke to my heart. Well, that's an answer to our prayer, because we have been pounding the doors of heaven, asking God to speak to hearts. I mean, that is something that only He can do. And I remember years ago, my dad told us, if we ever have to beg or twist arms or put guilt trips on people to give, we're not doing our job. We have to go to the Lord and ask Him to speak to hearts, and then He uses His people to bless His work. That's how it works. So we're excited about what's going to take place beginning tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I'll be on with the morning show, and we hope you can join us for many hours during our spring Share-a-thon and rejoice with us of the goodness of God. Thanks so much for joining me today, and again, thanks for your partnership with us at listener-supported Family Life.